Thank you, Madam Moderator. And I want to thank the member states and the delegates for this important dialogue. We had reported in this report that I discussed about Cuba's leadership and international cooperation in this pandemic. And it's also amazing to hear from other states about really good practices that are being developed and shared. With respect to the question about migration, I think there's an important focus here, particularly for people of African descent. We heard from civil society about people of African descent who lacked identity documents, being harassed and even experiencing violence from the police as they went to their essential work, but didn't have the identity papers to be traveling as they were disproportionately stopped by the police. Certainly, we've also seen the pandemic used as a basis to exclude or expel people of African descent. Certainly, we've all watched in the United States as the forcible return of Haitians is being done under the guise of the public health concern, rather than vaccinating or testing. We're seeing people who are inside the United States being possibly, as Filippo Grandi has said, refooled without even the chance to ask for asylum. And so the issues in the intersection of race and migration are very strong. And I think the question that South Africa brings up is also very important in this regard, which is that a universal approach is always going to hide or occlude what is happening to people of African descent. And this includes in migration and elsewhere. We would again stress the importance of data disaggregated by race, looking at specific focus on the impact of people of African descent and communities in every aspect of the pandemic, and also really understanding you can't get this expertise without talking to people of African descent who are impacted and who are the experts in their own lives. So I